Yeah.
Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and we would like to include your opinion on the survey. You have a few minutes of your time to help us out with the survey tonight. Okay. And let's see here. Am I speaking with Tatiano Ligio?
Guy, yes. Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Guy. To start, how many years have you worked in the missionary industry? 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25?
In the union, 40 years. 40 years.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it child center? Okay, thank you. Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, apprentice,
journeyman?
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months? Okay.
Never.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? No? Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same?
More?
Thank you, sir. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
There's more.
More? Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your family? Yes
there
or no?
Not.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a sort appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
A what?
Was there, yes, a sort.
Always.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Multiple times.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government? Privately, state or local government or federal?
This is local government.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the incoming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment now, about the same, or more
less.
Unemployment? About the
less.
Same? Less? Okay. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Pretty same.
Okay. Thank you. Almost done. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? I can read a few, like careless people on the job, falling objects, fall risks.
Safety concerns on a job, that's all.
Safety concerns, okay. Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Yes. In person or online?
In person.
Thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no? Or union,
no?
Union organizing?
No picketing.
Okay.
No.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally? Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that are like least likely to get your news from, like radio. From one to five. Okay.
The most is low or high?
The most is more, actually it says here, from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from. And
radio,
5, 1. Radio,
one.
Okay. Thank you. And the internet or social media?
3.
Okay. Local TV news programming?
2.
Cable news?
2.
Print or online newspapers?
5.
Friends and neighbors? 5. Sir?
Okay, I got you now. What happened?
I was reading the last one, friends and neighbors, I'm sorry.
2.
2? Okay. Give me a moment. Okay, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, support for the labor unions, free and policy, jobs, and the economy, immigration, education, health care, or something else?
How about all of the above?
Okay. Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I know a lot about it, yes.
You know a lot about it? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction mm-hmm. workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so
very
important.
Important.
Very important. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party, Republican Party, or both?
I think they're both worried about the Davis-Bacon Act.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost on my promise. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I don't know enough about it to give you an opinion.
Okay. Now, please indicate if you disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, are you strongly
disapprove?
Is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about health care?
Strongly disapprove.
The economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions?
He's all right with that.
Immigration?
Strong disapproval.
For region affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. One moment. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its jobs? Like, strongly?
I disapprove of everything they're doing. They're not working together.
Okay. Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024?
I vote in every election.
You vote?
In every election, yes.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety, yes or no?
I don't believe in politics in our union, but I do believe in what we should be in our with our benefits and all that kind of stuff. That's the only thing I want to pay attention to.
Okay, so that will be yes or no.
Well, because if you tie it to politics, I don't believe in it. That's okay. A no.
Thank you, sir. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Right now, I think it's fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
The international union has disappointed me to the max.
The international union, so that...
Well, I can give you a full answer to that if you want. The International Union broke a promise to the people of New York when they took over our union, and they didn't let the people retire at 60, and they bumped it to 64 back in 1993 when they made that decision when I was there. So in 93, when they made a decision to take over our union, they promised us to match our retirement, and we could retire at 60, and I'm 60 years old now. And they bumped it up 5 years ago, but I was grandfathered in, and they still didn't give me the grandfathered in. So they don't stick to their words, so I can't trust the International Union.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation in services, on your own words?
I think they can get involved with families more and find out what the real problems are in life instead of worrying about their own agendas.
Okay. Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own words?
Health benefits and recruitment and retention.
Anything else you would like to add?
And better apprenticeship training.
Better apprenticeship training?
Better apprenticeship training.
Okay.
They're not teaching the kids right. They're coming out of school. They don't know nothing.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, text?
They should have a mega meeting and do the right thing with the mega meeting, and they should move the meetings around all of New York because we take over 5 boroughs. So we don't do enough of that, and I think that they don't get the people together to do it. That's why they don't have enough power, because they don't get everybody together.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC?
Well, I get letters home.
Is that like four or more times a year, a couple of times, once
probably
a year?
Probably 4 times a year.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
I'm a registered Republican.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a very strong Republican?
I'm a conservative Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my what?
Race. Are you Caucasian?
I'm white.
White. Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Tartano.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, this includes our survey. Thank you so much for being patient with me.
And,
who, I appreciate
and what's your name? What's your name? What's your
Susan.
Name?
Susan. Susan, sir.
Susan, and you're calling from where?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye.